Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship and spiritual life coach, Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. I'd like to welcome you guys into another episode. Thank you for all of your support, as always. Before we begin, let's do a little house cleaning. First and foremost, we are having the free online events for the entirety of 2023. So every first Tuesday of the month, we're having the monthly prayer and mental check-in. And, you know, it's going to be all year long. The first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to get in on that, just go over to my link tree, linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS, and get in on that. And then on Wednesdays, I believe it's the second Wednesday of each month, at least until April or June, and I will probably extend it. We're going to have our Mingle and Connect, a night of conversation. This is for couples and singles alike, just to come on and talk about relationship issues. I'll have some questions prepared. If we have enough people, we'll do breakout rooms so that people can chat more privately. And like this, one thing that I want to make clear, that if people come in and they come in with negativity, because people do that now, you know, they come in with negativity and nonsense, they won't be allowed to come back, you know, because we're trying to make sure that the spaces that we have are positive and fruitful, where we can all get some benefit from one another. So if you want to check out the free online events all year, then just go over to my link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. And those things are over there, as well as everything else that the Heart Matters brand has to offer. We have the new website up as well. I encourage you to go and check that out. You know, we have some freebies and other things over there that you might find to your liking. Also, I mentioned, I believe it was last week, a week before last, whatever, that I'm looking to start a new podcast, not the Heart Matters, a whole new podcast with a co-host. And it was due to my interview with Ms. Vaughn about her piece that she had wrote on medium.com. And so it just, you know, it just sparked something in me. I think that it would be a good thing to have a female co-host where we come on, we talk about whatever. I don't know what we're going to talk about, because that's all going to be a part of the collaborative effort of putting the podcast together. So I'm looking for a female from the age of 35 to 55. And as I mentioned, I was talking about this yesterday on one of the social apps. That particular criteria has a little leeway. It's not, you know, it's not etched in stone. It depends more on the personality of the person, you know, and what they have going on. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be 35 to 55. It could be, you know, she could be older than that. She could be younger than that. It depends on, but that's, you know, that's the range that I, you know, that I have in my head, you know, so 35 to 55, and it is the criteria. She must be either Muslim, Christian, or Jewish. There are reasons for that. I will get into that with the applicants, you know, but I prefer that she have an organized religious background, an organized religious practice, an organized religious footing. For lack of a better term, Muslim, Christian, or Jew. And then everything else will just depend on chemistry and everything, you know, like that, you know, how we interact and things like that. Everything will be collaborated on, the thumbnail, the logo, the colors, the outlet that we're going to use to put the podcast out, what days we'll record, what days we'll release, you know what I'm saying, whether we're going to seek sponsorship. What type of sponsors we're gonna seek. All of this will be a collaborative effort. It won't be a one-sided thing. Now, of course, I can make certain suggestions because I've been doing this since 2016. So I can make certain suggestions to my future co-host and see, you know, if she wants to do it that way or do it this way. But if she said if she wants to go in another direction, you know, that she feel is better for the overall podcast, and we'll take that as well. You know, so we, you know, it's going to be a totally collaborative effort. So if anyone wants to is interested in doing it or knows someone who might be interested, you can send me an email, Lewis, Louis, at Lewis Morris, Morris coaching.com, or you can just go to the link tree and schedule a 30-minute call. When you put in the call notes, just put in there co-host. Just putting in the co-host so that I know what the call is about, because usually my calendar is used for consultation calls. So if you schedule a call for the co-host position, just put in there co-host so that I'll know what the call is about. So today this is what we're going to talk about. There are clear signs when a guy is truly interested in you. And I want to do this for two reasons. One, you know, for the, you know, it's about to, it's, you know, starting to get warm, you know, starting to get warm outside already. You know, spring is on the way and like this. And I want to help the women out, but I also want to help the guys out because we're living in a strange time with, you know, toxic masculinity and, you know, the Me Too movement, you know, many guys, they just don't know how to conduct themselves when it comes to male and female interaction. They don't know. And it doesn't mean, I'm not saying that instinctively they don't know how to be a guy. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that because of the influences that are flouting around about toxic masculinity and so forth and so on, some guys are apprehensive. Some guys are apprehensive. So they don't understand that the male and female dynamic, it hasn't changed. They don't get it. They don't understand that women are still women. For instance, I was listening to somebody recently. I can't pronounce her name. She used to be on The View, and she has a podcast on YouTube, and she was saying that women like to be pursued. It's always been that way. It's always been that way. And let me, you know, just let me be clear about this here. It's never going to change. It's never going to change. You know, regardless of what what we're hearing and what we're seeing and, what people are espousing and, it's never going to change. Women like to be pursued, not chased. That's something else. That ain't what we're talking about here. That's not what we're talking about. And I don't advise that. I'm telling the men, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't chase. Pursue, no problem. Chasing, that's a whole nother thing. But women like to be pursued. And it's never going to change. It's always been that way. It's that way now. It's always going to be that way. Now, of course, you have outliers. You have outliers and everything. But for the most part, 99% of the women in the world, they like to be pursued. Of course, you're going to have the 1%, they own something else. But this is, it's not what we're dealing with here. So how does a woman know when a guy is truly interested? And how does the guy manifest, show up to let the woman know that he's interested? I have five things for you. I got five. Just five. The first one is the communication is consistent. Let's be clear about that. A guy who is interested in a woman, he's not going to go long stretches of time where she doesn't hear from him. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If he's really interested, he is going to reach out regularly. Whether it be a text, phone call, asking you out, whatever. You are going to hear from him on a regular basis. Now, when I say regular, I don't mean where he's, always blowing up your phone and sending you texts all the time. Understand something. We have to understand that. And I'm talking to the men now. We have to understand that there is what is expected, and then there is the possibility of going into the realm of creepiness. It's for the men. It's there's a line there. But let me say this to the men. One of the things that we as men have to have is we have to have our own lives, where we're pursuing goals and things that we're passionate about. This is something that I talk about in my book, Treatise on Cultivating Manhood. One of the pillars of masculinity is being passionate. And it doesn't just mean in a sexual way. I'm talking about life, about things, about hobbies, about, about family, about... We gotta have that stuff. So if that exists, then you're not gonna be reaching out to her all the time because you got other things you got going on. You have other things that you're doing. But those things will not prevent you from reaching out to her regularly to let her know that you're interested. So that's the number one thing. The communication will be consistent. Number two, spending time, spending quality time with the woman is essential. And it will be a priority, and he will do it. He will do it. It won't just be a thing where he, you know, he says, oh, you know, we need to get together, and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, he doesn't plan it, and, you know, and he doesn't show up, and, you know, he can't, that's, no. No. It's going to be a priority. Why? Because he's interested. And in order for him to get to know this woman that he's interested in, he has to spend time with her. He understands that. He gets it. So it's going to be a priority. He's going to do that. If he doesn't, then he doesn't like you. Not like that anyway. He doesn't. He's not really, you know, he may have some interest, but he's not really interested. If he doesn't make spending time with you a priority, he's not, you know, he may be interested in you in some way, but not, you know, he's not really interested in you like that. It's just a fact. He's not. Number three, he remembers what you say. Oh, what are you talking about here? He remembers. He remembers, like, when you tell him what your birthday is, he remembers that. And even if he's like, he's concerned about forgetting it, right? He'll put it in his phone. He'll put it on his calendar because he doesn't want to forget it. He doesn't want to. No, because he understands that, okay, well, this is important to her. So I gotta make this important to me. So he listens to what you're saying, which also means, and we're going to get to that, that he seeks your opinion about things. He asks you about issues because he wants to know what you think. And he listens. He pays attention. He remembers the things that you say. Now, understand something. We all are forgetful. We forget certain things. But what I'm saying is that the things that are a priority to you becomes a priority to him because he's interested. That's number three. He remembers the things that you say. Number four, which is to piggyback right off of number three, your thoughts and opinions matter to him. Therefore, he will begin, if he's really interested, he will begin to seek your counsel. He will ask you about important matters. He will. Because he's interested in you, because he's talking to you and he's listening to you. And he's starting to realize, oh, this woman has intellect. She has a certain level of wisdom that I can draw from. So he'll start asking things. But what do you think about so-and-so? What do you think about that? You know what I'm saying? In important matters, not just frivolous things. No, things that matter. He will start getting your thoughts and your opinions about those matters. And he understands something. He's not just doing it. He's not just doing it to do it. He's doing it because he wants to gain some value from you that he sees, he's witnessing that you have. He sees that you have some value to offer, so he wants to partake in it. So your thoughts and opinions matter to him. So he will begin to seek your counsel about certain issues and things like that. It's going to happen. It's given because he's interested. And lastly, and I talked about this years ago when I first started doing this, you know, and I mentioned to someone, asked me how would she know that her significant other loves her if he hasn't said it. And this is one of the things that I mentioned. I mentioned two other things, but this is one of them that I mentioned. That when he talks, he talks about the future. He uses the pronoun we a lot. We should do this. What do you think about us going here? He uses we and us a lot because he's starting to see you as part of his future. That's how you know. It's not just I. Yeah, well, I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna go over there and I'm gonna. No, he's not bringing it like that. You know the I will fall off significantly if he's interested, and you will start hearing we and us a lot. Because he's starting to see you as a part of his future. You're not absent in it. You're there. So these are the five ways. Or just five. I'm just giving you five for today. The first one, communication is consistent. You're not going to go long periods of time without hearing from him. This is just not going to happen. Number two, spending time is a priority. He has to do it. He has to do it. And I was listening to this woman and she was saying that how women are not really in, they don't really like long distance relationships if they're really into a guy. It's the same thing for a guy. It's the same thing. Guys are not really like into that. If they're really into a woman, they're not into the long distance thing. You know, they want her to be close. So when it comes to that, because he wants to be able to spend time. He wants to be able to spend time when he wants. Because it's a priority. Number three, he remembers the things you say. When you talk, he listens. Number four, your thoughts and opinions matter to him. He seeks your counsel about important issues. That's just the way it is. It's gonna happen if he's truly interested. And number five, he will talk about you in the future tense. And it will be collaborative. It will be we and us. We should do this. We should do that. What do you think about us going here? It's going to happen. Because he sees you as part of the future. So these are the five things. If you have any more, if you have any that I missed, then just reach out to me. You know, send me, let me know which ones I missed. Also, if you want to get in on the monthly prayer and mental check-in, or you want to get in on the Mingle and Connect, a night of conversation, or go over and check out the website, schedule a 30-minute free consultation call, anything, just go to my link tree, which is linktr.ee/louismorris, and get any of the things that the Heart Matters brand has to offer. Also, I'm looking for the co-host for a whole new podcast. I don't know what the name of it's going to be because that's going to be part of the collaboration. We're going to have to agree on what the name of the podcast is going to be. I don't know yet, but I'm looking for a co-host, female co-host from the age of 35 to 55, Muslim, Christian, or Jew. If you're interested, reach out to me via email, Louis@LouisMorris.com, or schedule a 30-minute call and put in the subject podcast co-host so that I'll know what the email or the call is about. Once again, I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/louismorris. That's linktr.ee/louismorris. And we will see you again soon.